Well, speaking of sports, we've got the athletic director from Amherst Schools on the line this morning, Casey Wolf. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. I got news this week that your dreams and the community's dreams of an athletic Hall of Fame are getting closer to reality. Where are we at right now with that?
Well, first, I appreciate you guys having me on. You know, I've been the athletic director here for 3 years. When I came to this community, you know, I looked around and I thought, wow, there's a lot of community pride here. And when I first got to work, I went and asked Dave Zavara. I said, you know, do we have an athletic Hall of Fame? And he said, you know, that's not something that we have here. And so it's been on the back of my mind as something to try and get started here. And finally got my feet on the ground and 3 years into this thing and doing a lot of research, you know, came to fruition. And we had our first committee meeting about 2 weeks ago.
What goes into a Hall of Fame? Many times there's a trophy case that has pictures and trophies and recognition of sports accomplishments through the years. But how specific does the Hall of Fame get, and what are your plans for something like this?
Well, for us right now, you know, we're going to recognize, obviously, individuals, teams, coaches are who we're going to recognize here as we move forward. In terms of a specific spot to put the Hall of Fame, that's something we're kind of working on now. We're actually getting ready to redo our south lobby here at the school, and we're going to do more of a digital approach in that lobby, which has kind of become the athletic focal point when people come into the school. So right now, probably maybe something digital, and there's been some talks about maybe some spots here in the community where, you know, we could look to, you know, hang the plaques or recognition of each of the, you know, recipients or inductees to the Hall of Fame.
Casey, is there anything here where you need to raise some money to make this happen?
You know, it's we just started our Comet Athletic Boosters here about a year ago, and this will kind of be the major fundraiser for this event or for this for the overall group. There will be some fundraising efforts that will go in to get this thing off the ground, but obviously we expect the dinner and a lot of that to help. You know, be a fundraiser to help self-support the Hall of Fame itself.
Well, obviously, different communities around here, Lorain, Elyria, different places have Hall of Fames. Do you look to them for like a guide of how things work and what to avoid in putting something like this together?
Well, you know, I did a lot of research and looking at a lot of different people's bylaws and in terms of putting Hall of Fames together, and you know, talked with a lot of people and. You know, you ask them their pitfalls or their positives and negatives about what they do, and there's really no consistent science out there. You know, unfortunately, you want to keep everybody happy, and sometimes with Hall of Fames that doesn't happen. You know, there's always a little bit of controversy as to who doesn't get in and who gets in and those kinds of things, and those seem to be the biggest pitfalls you run into. But to me, a lot of that talk is positive talk for your organization to help draw awareness to your group and the efforts you're trying to do to recognize the past great achievements here in athletics at Steele High School.
Well, I understand the nomination process has just begun. How does somebody go about nominating somebody, and what's the process that you'll be selecting?
We are going to we're going to post a nomination form here on the website later today. We had to make a couple tweaks here in the last 24 to 48 hours. So we'll put that nomination form. It'll be up on the Amherst K-12.org athletics webpage later today, and you know, really, if someone gets on there, it's pretty self-explanatory. We obviously ask the name, sport, you know, and then there's an opportunity to state why this person should be up for consideration for the Hall of Fame. Those applications are going to be due by July 31st. A portion of our committee will get together to, you know, go through all the nominations and determine the group that we're going to take to the entire committee for selection. And that will occur towards the middle part of August. And then we're going to announce the class homecoming weekend at the end of September.
Sounds great. And probably there's some people or teams out there you already kind of have your eye on. Not to you want to prejudice anything, but obviously as an athletic director, you probably look back at some of the history of the school and the system and think, wow, look at those great accomplishments that maybe this current generation of people are unaware of. So it kind of helps bring that to light, too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And sitting with the committee, you walk out of the meeting really energized, you know, with a lot of the comments that are made from the people on our committee about how tough it's going to be the first year. I mean, who is first year worthy? Who is... you know, who wouldn't be first year worthy, and selecting the class and how difficult this first class is actually going to be, and probably our first four or five classes. You know, one of our committee members made the comment, we're 25 years behind, you know, a lot of these communities that have Hall of Fames. And So it should be a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it.
Sounds great. Bringing up a lot of good memories as well for some of those, and even some of those individuals who thought, wow, I'm still remembered, or somebody remembers accomplishments that I did some 40 years ago or whatever. So it's kind of neat when that comes to fruition. Again, I guess people can go to the Amherst School's website soon and get an idea about the nominations and find out more. Our guest today, Casey Wolf, athletic director for Amherst Schools, and go Comets is how I'll end things.